Neil Young rips Trump for using his music at Mount Rushmore event. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 4, 2020. Left-wing rocker Neil Young railed against President Donald Trump playing his music at Mount Rushmore on Friday ahead of his speech. "I stand in solidarity with the Lakota Sioux and this is not okay with me," tweeted Young on Friday, in response to a Twitter user who posted a video of the song playing before the event. Young appeared to be echoing the divisive rhetoric spewed by the New York Times a few days earlier. On Wednesday, the Times attacked Mount Rushmore in support of protesters who are demanding the removal of historic monuments. Mount Rushmore was built on land that belonged to the Lakota tribe and sculpted by a man who had strong bonds with the Ku Klux Klan. "It features the faces of two U.S. presidents who were slaveholders," the Times said of the American landmark. Then on Friday, CNN joined the hordes of woke social justice warriors by proclaiming that the sculpture, which would take center stage during the president's speech, has a dark history. "President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans," said CNN's Leila Santiago. The establishment media, however, ran the opposite narrative when Democrats, such as former President Barack Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders, DBT, visited the landmark. "Visiting Mount Rushmore today, Bernie Sanders taking in the majesty of the moment. This monument, to four great American presidents," reported CNN of the sculpture in 2016 when Sanders was visiting. "Now, it appears the narrative for Democrats has changed. This is not okay with me," reiterated Young on Friday in response to another tweet pointing out that his song Rockin' in the Free World had been playing at Mount Rushmore ahead of the president's speech. Young, however, is known for complaining whenever he finds out that his music is being played at Trump rallies and events. Earlier this year, the Canadian-born singer declared that the president is a disgrace to my country, promising that we are going to vote you out in November. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.